T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
I like the place. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that.
Black Street on Black Friday? Okay. Yo, I'll take it. Keith McPherson here, Friday night on The Fan. Talking sports, that's what we do. I talk sports, so talk sports to me. KM before AM. Gonna talk a little NFL. We've been talking Mets. We've been talking Yanks. There's college basketball on. There's college football on. NBA on. Right now, the Knicks are hosting the Phoenix Suns. I think the Phoenix Suns are having their way. Suns are up 58-42. And I don't know. It was closer in the beginning. I'm trying to keep my eye on that game, obviously, while hosting and looking stuff up and trying to figure out what has happened in that game. I think what has happened in that game is Devin Booker is going off. No one can stop him. He's got 22 points in the first half. There's 9 seconds left in the half. Julius Randle is at the line. He just hit a free throw to make it 58-43 Suns. They'll have to regroup at halftime. And we'll talk about that game once that game is over. I want to look ahead at the NFL schedule. I'm still sad about yesterday's games. Not sad about the games. I'm sad about the Cowboys getting embarrassed, of course, but I'm sad about the state of the NFL with everything being flagged and not letting these grown men just play ball and not letting the pace of play just be smooth and an easy and enjoyable watch for the whole world to watch. But it's okay. I think the NFL will take a hard look at, you know, what went on yesterday. Mike McCarthy came out and it's like 28 penalties. I don't know what you want me to say. And it's tough, man. It's tough to win in the NFL that way. I think the Cowboys had something like 166 yards against them in penalties, and one Anthony Brown had 4 defensive pass interference penalties and one that basically sealed the game. It was rough. It was rough to watch as a fan, and we were still in it. And, you know, the Cowboys, like I said, they've ruined plenty of Thanksgivings, getting blown out by the Bills, getting blown out by the Chargers. I'm glad we're not facing the Redskins anymore or the Washington football team anymore, because at least we're not taking a division loss. But I go into Thanksgiving now expecting to be embarrassed. And the NFL was embarrassing with all those flags yesterday. I didn't even watch the Bills game last night. The Bills are supposed to be one of the best teams in the NFL, and they rolled the Saints as they should. No Taysom Hill in that. I think I had a couple bets that got canceled because Taysom Hill didn't play. I figured Taysom Hill just got paid. He would have to be getting the ball a lot in that game. Nope. The Bills lose Tre'Davious White for the season in that game. So even though they won, that's a huge loss for them. And now let's get back to the phones and let's talk some more NFL. Let's talk with Brendan down in Manalapan, the Manalapan Braves Shore Conference. You want to talk some NFL Jets? That's cool. You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, brother? I just wanted to talk about, you know, how the Jets got Zach Wilson started and how every team usually got a veteran in the locker room, and how the Jets didn't do that this year. And for a young rookie quarterback, as young as Zach Wilson is, they needed that. You know, bring Joe Flacco in, let him see the film on what he did the last couple weeks running that offense with LaFleur, and see what he does down in Houston. Give him time. They invested into him. They gave him the number 2 pick. Let's see what he does. And then, you know, if not, you got Mike White, and then you got other options. But, I mean, now's the time to really, for him, where there's no other excuse for him to shine. You know, they got great players. You saw Elijah Moore. Winston. Now they got Davis. They got players that can catch. Now Zach Wilson's got to do his role, and hopefully Joe Flacco bringing him in, that veteran, that Super Bowl winning quarterback, they'll have something in that locker room because he had no one leading him. And as anybody working, you need someone with experience that's going to show you how to do it. And he just didn't have anybody from the beginning.
Yeah, you're right, man. I looked at it as like negligence in a way. Like, what are the Jets doing drafting a guy number two and not having a veteran in the locker room for him to learn how to become an NFL quarterback from?
Especially, it's a whole different speed, the whole different game, especially from where he was coming, non-Power 5 conference, like playing against, I mean, I don't want to say cupcake schedule, but like...
He played out there out west at BYU. It wasn't like he was playing in the SEC.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's playing against easy defenses, throwing it, you know, open. I mean, that lineup was nothing. And now he's playing against Patriots defense. Belichick ate him alive, just like he ate Darnold alive. Still eating Darnold alive like he did this year. Everyone thought Darnold was going to be good after 3 weeks, and he fell apart. So now, you know, and Mike White, he had his day. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame. You know, maybe he comes back, but you invested in this pick. Now you got Flacco, you know, hopefully teaching him a couple tricks, keeping him a couple reads, you know, from that was a smart move. You know, you wasted a couple picks, but that's where you got all the picks when you traded Jamal Adams, and look what happened to him. So this is his opportunity to shine, and now it's hopefully Zach Wilson can show what he could do. Because he can. He's just inconsistent right now.
Right. Because he's young. Thanks for the call, Brennan. He's young. It's hard to be consistent doing something at a high level that you've never consistently done before, and no one has been there to show you how to go to work, how to study film, how to practice, how to, I don't know, rehab, how to get treatment, how to take care of your body and be ready for the next one. And it's a lot. It's a ton. It's system overload for a rookie coming from BYU to New York into the Jets. And it was funny. I just thought to myself, where's Josh McCown when you need him? And I Googled Josh McCown, and the first thing that comes up, what is Josh McCown doing now? McCown is under contract with the Texans as a player for the 2021 season with a $1.75 million base salary. He has been with Houston since November when it signed the 41-year-old off of Philadelphia's practice squad. McCown has spent 18 seasons in the NFL with 10 different teams. So the Jets are playing the Texans this week, and Josh McCown is over there. That's how the universe works. The universe never unconnects. The Jets could have used a guy like Josh McCown on the roster to help a Zach Wilson come into the NFL and not just be thrust into the starting role. Like, figure it out, kid. You know, your first-year head coach and some of the guys around you, your QB coach, figure it out, kid. Like, you need someone that can literally show the young man how to be an NFL quarterback. It's not college. You need someone that can take reps and watch film with him. And I know Flacco was there, but it's late. It's late. You got Flacco once he got hurt and, you know, Mike White being the backup, that was never right. Mike White is not the type of guy that can show him how to be an NFL quarterback because he's never been one. He just burst on the scene with that first game against the Bengals, 400 yards, and Mike White hype, all that, and Mike effing White, and, like, I just knew all of that was going to fly by night. And we'll see. Zach Wilson is back this week. I would love to see the story come full circle, and Zach Wilson goes out and beats the Texans and wins for the Jets. Like the caller Brendan just said, you know, Elijah Moore, I think he's got a lot of Jets fans looking at him like, hey, he's a weapon. Let's get him the ball. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Spencer who's been holding, and he wants to talk NFL rules right here on The Fan. What's up, Spence?
Hey, how you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good, man. Same to you.
So I wanted to ask you a question. Right, you guys, there's too many flags, there's an outcry, there's too much stoppage, too many flags, right? But there's rules in the NFL and in football for a reason. So are we trying to say that we want referees to see penalties happening by the letter that they're trained to uphold and not call them?
I don't think it's that, but it's like everything gets called. And then, you know, so for example, the roughing the passer is the main one. Roughing the passer doesn't have to get called every time a quarterback gets touched.
Yeah, and especially for specific quarterbacks, I agree.
And then, exactly, there was a play last night that I saw with Josh Allen that should have been roughing the passer, and there was no call.
Yeah, and I know there. Everyone knows holding happens on every play, right? So there's a standard, right? You can't call every single holding penalty, otherwise we wouldn't play football, right?
Right.
But if there's certain penalties, these guys are paid to see infractions and throw the flags on them. So can we really scrutinize them for doing their jobs?
I think there's got to be a better balance. I think it's not for you or I to figure out as fans. As fans, we just want to watch the game, and we want the game to flow.
Well, I think it is up to us. We're the consumer, right?
Yeah, I guess. But the NFL, they have, so I talked about taunting. And in the beginning of the year, we were like, this is ridiculous. The taunting, it's the NFL. These are grown men. They're going to dance. They're going to point at each other. They're in the heat of battle. Like, everything can't be a taunting penalty. It's got to be more specific. And the guys who came up with that.
The Bears, that one was just astronomical.
Right. But the guys that came up with this taunting rule and cracking down on it were not players. We're not coaches. I think they were executives. They said, they were trying to get that out of the league, guys.
Right. Would the fans really be so upset if taunting that penalty disappeared?
Not at all. I honestly don't care. It doesn't affect the game at all. If somebody scores and they want to dance and celebrate and taunt, I'm fine with it. Someone makes a play and they want to do that. There's a lot of energy and emotion running through these guys. Now, you can overdo it. You can overdo it. Don't get me wrong. You could definitely overdo it and draw a penalty, right? If you score a touchdown and you have this elaborate celebration that takes up time and takes out of the game, then we got to flag you. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Thanks for the call, Spencer. Those are my thoughts on the officiating. I'm a Cowboys fan. I've told y'all that more times than I probably need to. Watching that game yesterday was extremely frustrating. Did you see Skip Bayless after the game? He's another Cowboys fan. He posted a video of himself that I hope he never even thinks of duplicating. But his emotions after that game, he was speechless. He had nothing to say because it's bogus. It's hard to watch an NFL game like that. Everything getting called, you can't even see a flow of the game. And especially in Jerry World, Mark Davis must have paid a little bit more than Jerry paid the refs to have it go his way, to tip in his favor. Usually they say that the Cowboys get all the calls in Jerry World. Well, not yesterday. It was like every third down, they were bailed out by a flag. Every deep ball or every pass, they were bailed out by a flag. Anthony Brown had a nightmare game with four different defensive pass interferences called on him, and one that literally decided the game at the end. And it was tough for the Cowboys. You got to overcome all of that. I think Michael Gallup said in the post game, you got to beat the team you're playing against. You got to beat the refs. But what he forgot to say was that the Cowboys beat themselves, because if you go look it up, the Cowboys are one of the worst teams in the league as far as getting penalized. I think they're top five worst, or, in the, 27, 28, 29, 30. They're down there as far as, their penalties and the amount of yards they've amassed. But back to the phones. Let's talk Jets with Vinny in Long Island. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
What's up, Vinny? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to finally get to talk to you. I've been enjoying listening to you all week, and welcome to the Fan. It's good to get to talk to you, and I enjoy the energy that you bring and the perspective that you bring. So, looking forward to continuing to listen to you.
Awesome, man! Thanks for calling in and saying that on air for other people to hear.
Absolutely, and I'm getting married tomorrow, so I just want to shout out my fiance Chelsea. She's hopefully listening right now. So
awesome! Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm
a lifelong, fan listener. I grew up listening to, Mike Francesa and Steve Summers, and I'm enjoying this new generation of hosts that are, my age and like I said, bring a different thing to the table. So I'm a Mets, Jets, Islanders, Knicks fan. So a lot of pain in my 33 years, but, I agree with, one of the last guys that you had on here who said that, they should, let Zach Wilson play, look forward to these next couple games where hopefully we can, see a little bit of progress with him. I like, we've hit on some of the picks and a bunch of high picks next year, and hopefully, I'm trying to be optimistic for once and hope that they're building this thing in the right direction. So I want to hear what you have to say about that.
No problem, Vinny. I can take it from here. Zach Wilson is the future. You used the number two pick on him. You guys, I think, used the number two pick on Sam Darnold. Saw how that went. You don't want this to go the same way. You want Zach Wilson to develop. You want him to be good. Hopefully, you know, this early season, this half season didn't ruin him mentally. Hopefully he's strong enough to bounce back from that. He's the future here in New York for at least the next couple seasons. Josh Johnson's not the future. He's going to be backing him up Sunday. Flacco is out. He's not the future. Close contact. Mike White is out. COVID. He's not the future either. Flacco is possibly going to retire after this year. Mike White, you hope you can trade. And Josh Johnson has played for 33 NFL teams. So Zach Wilson is the focus here. And getting him reps, and getting him reps against a team like the Texans, who's not the Patriots, not the Bills. This is a very important game in his development. I hope it's a bounce back game for him. I hope it's a win for the Jets. I hope they are planning and preparing and scheming to put that young man in the best possible situations. I hope that he watched the film of Flacco. He watched film of Mike White and learned and took some things from their games and is ready to implement it into his game. I am rooting for you, Zach Wilson. I wear the same type of Nike bandana around my head like you do. I am a fan. I was at the opener. It hurt to see you throw three picks in your first three attempts. I had to get out of there after that. But I'm in your corner, man. I think you got it. You got the arm talent, the moxie. Just step out there and show it in Houston this week. Now, back to the phones. Pat is in Wyckoff, and we're talking Jets right here on The Fan. What's up, Pat?
I'm not a big Jets fan, but I have to say, the non-Joe Flacco pickup veteran quarterback at the beginning of the year was not a great, was a good move. That guy, White, is a very smart guy. Placed one on the kudos preference test of all the quarterbacks that were on his roster. I don't fault the Jets for that. I think it's good to leave him. He kicked the offensive coordinator up into the booth, which might help Wilson in the long run to get his quarterback coach on staff. I like Wilson. I think White is a very smart quarterback. I think people are selling this guy short. He's a very smart guy. He's going to carry a clipboard for probably 10 years in the league and make more money than a lot of guys know how to make money. You know what I mean?
Well, Pat, can I cut you off for a second? Because I don't want people to, you know, misconstrue my words. Mike White was a Dallas Cowboy. The Cowboys drafted him. He was kind of on my radar when he first came out of college, and I looked him up more now since he, you know, broke out with the Jets. That's definitely a guy you want on your roster. That's definitely a guy you want in practice. Oh. But at age 26, a guy looking to make his name, a guy that said he felt like he should have been a number one overall pick, that's not the guy that you have on the roster to mentor. That's not the guy you have on the roster to help Zach Wilson along. You got to have another guy, and they chose not to have another guy until late when they decided to bring Flacco back, and it's kind of too little too late. But go ahead.
Well, my problem with that whole situation is they'd pay Flacco if they kept him. Or whatever, you have to pay him so much money, you get a guy just as smart as Flacco on the same roster.
Yeah.
You have a guy try to help Wilson through it. I mean, the Jets' micromanaging and finance is just terrible for years. They say chintz one way, chintz another way. They save money. They pay Frank Gore a bunch of money the last couple of years. Love Frank Gore, one of the most durable running backs in the league, but they pay guys money in the wrong place. And that's what the Jets really do. They spend their money in the wrong place.
Le'Veon Bell.
I mean, guy didn't want it. If your head coach doesn't want your running back, why are you taking him?
had to make that splash move for the fans. The fans were saying, go get him.
I mean, not for nothing. Frank Gore gives you 4 yards to carry every time you tee it up. You know what I mean? Frank Gore was good.
Yeah, I miss the days of Curtis Martin. That was when I really liked the Jets.
Martin was the best. Come on, who's better than Curtis? My favorite Martian.
No one. That's the next guy that the Jets need to go find is the next Curtis Martin. Thanks for the call, Pat. We got a couple more people talking Jets, Giants, NFL rules. Now we're getting into this NFL groove that I wanted to get into. We did a little Mets talk, a little Yankees, but I feel like we should be talking tonight about what we saw from the NFL yesterday with the rules. And then a little bit later, I'll give you my thoughts, maybe some predictions, maybe some picks for the slate coming up this Sunday. Next up right now, we got Charlie in Oyster Bay, New York. You're on The Fan.
Hey, Jason, thank you for taking my call.
Hold on. This is Keith. You got the right station. This is WFAN.
Yeah,
this is Keith.
But I thought Kayson, you know, McPherson, you know, Kayson, like, you sound good.
Oh, I'm like, what is that? Who is Kayson? You made a name up.
Just abbreviations, that's all.
I'm with you. I got it. Kayson. Appreciate the nickname. That's a new one. I've never heard that one.
Well, you didn't hang around with me. Anyway, 40 years ago. Listen, the NFL is kind of going down the slippery slope with the gambling that's going on, and it's funneling into the players and how they perform, and they play when they want to play. And, you know, look at the Bills. They lost to Jacksonville, then they come and they spank down in New Orleans the Saints. I mean, it's up and down. You know, how can the Texans win a game? You know, you can cite these. It's almost like watching highlight. You know, when the crowd screams and yells for their player, the game goes the other way because they're betting on their betting line.
Yep.
I'd love to see numbers showing from these games that, you know, when you think the Bills are going to beat the Jaguars, what type of money translates. And I'd love you for that to be something you can look forward to as you build your wonderful career here at the Fan. I love hearing you. You're a fresh voice. And I hope you don't mind me calling you Kayson. I'll listen to your response.
No, I just thought I thought you thought I was someone else. Thanks, Charlie. I'm like, Kayson. I'm like, is there even a Kayson at this station? But, oh, that's my new nickname, Kayson. K, and then the son from McPherson, my last name. But, yeah.
I thought he said Queso at first.
Queso? That'd be cooler.
Yeah, I thought he said Queso.
That'd be cooler. Queso, I love queso. I get the multi-grain tortitos. Heat up the queso on Sundays. That's my Sunday football snack.
I'm not a big queso guy. Way more of avocado, like, you know, guac guy.
But that you got to, like, buy the avocados. You got to make the guac.
Get a pre-made, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more NFL and conspiracy theories around the rules and officiating, and does Vegas have something to do with the flags and teams not playing and upsets? Right here on The Fan. We'll be back.
Be part of the show. Call The Fan at 877-37-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Here we go. We're about 90 minutes in here. Keith McPherson in here with my guy Rosenberg at The Fan. We're talking Mets. We're talking Yanks. The Mets have made another move, and we were talking about the first move, and the first thing I said about the first move was, is this just one move in a line of moves, or is this something that's going to block something else? No. The Mets are working. The Mets are doing what they're supposed to do right now to end this week, the week that they hired their GM, and before we get to next week, December 2nd is when, you know, everybody's talking about the lockout, the work stoppage, getting things done before that time. So the Mets, it was just announced. Let me see if I can get the exact tweet from Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan writes, and I want to read it exactly so I don't get it wrong. Outfielder Mark Canha and the New York Mets are nearing a deal. League sources tell ESPN, Canha, 32, is a versatile, high on-base guy who can play all three outfield positions and first base. When finalized, as expected, the Mets will have gotten better. In one day, the Mets have added to their depth. They're not splashy signings, but they're the sort that, if they hit, will give them vital versatility. Between Eduardo Escobar, who is, as John Heyman reported, got $20 million over 2 years, and Canha, this is a good day for the Mets. So two guys 32 years old, two guys that can play multiple positions, and contracts that don't necessarily break the bank for the Mets, that don't necessarily stop them from going to seek out higher name, bigger name, higher price players. You know, Joel Sherman wrote, like Escobar, Canha gives the Mets a shot at depth versatility. Canha can play across the outfield and first base. Last 3 years, he has a .377 on-base percentage with a .127 OPS plus. Trying to find the deal and the numbers exactly. It might not be out yet. Might not be out yet exactly what they're going to be paying him. But Mets fans, call in 877-337-6666. I asked on the Twitter machine if the first move moved you, if you felt anything. I definitely think you feel something now. That's two moves today. That's two moves in a matter of a couple hours. Steve Cohen, Billy Epler, they're making some things happen in Queens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go back to the phones. We were talking Giants. We were talking Jets. We were talking NFL issues with the refs, the officiating, even some conspiracy theories about Vegas and how gambling is running rampant and it's soon to be legal in New York. Does that have any bearing on officials or players and how they play? Back to the phones we go. Joe and Monroe, you're on the Fan. What's up, Joe? You there? Joe? No. No go with Joe. So back to me. That's fine. It's my job to do this. I work here. I'm your host from 7 to midnight, and I will hold it down. Talking about the NFL, let's go into the schedule. I won't be on air until Monday, so I'll be Monday night quarterbacking. But looking at the upcoming schedule Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers face the Indiana Colts. Right now, the Bucs are favored -3. Your New York Jets head to Houston, NRG Stadium. They are not favored in that game. I thought they might be, but it's close. It's a -2, -2.5 for the Texans. That may change by Sunday. I like the Jets. I think the Jets can figure out how to win down there. The Philadelphia Eagles face your New York Giants in the Meadowlands. And right now the Eagles are favored -4. The Carolina Panthers head down to Miami at Hard Rock. They're -2 against the Dolphins. The Tennessee Titans face the New England Patriots, and the Patriots are rolling. They're looking like the Patriots that we're used to seeing, just with a new, younger quarterback. Patriots are -7 facing the Titans in Foxborough this Sunday at 1. A couple more games from the 1 o'clock slate. The Pittsburgh Steelers rivalry, AFC North rivalry. Cincinnati Bengals are favored -3 in that game against the Steelers in Cincinnati Sunday. That should be a good one. The last game from the 1 o'clock slot on this coming Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons are -2 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see how that goes. We'll see. I don't know. That's a game I think can go either way, too. Maybe Urban Meyer can steal another win. The Falcons aren't good, and they're down a couple guys. In the 4 o'clock window, 4:05, the L.A. Chargers are -2.5 facing the Denver Broncos at Mile High. The L.A. Rams versus Green Bay Packers game. The Rams are -2 in that game. That should be a good one. I'm looking forward to that one. 4:25 on Sunday in Lambeau. The Minnesota Vikings versus the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are -3 at home facing the Vikings. That should be a good game. Could be interesting. Could be close. There's a lot of close spreads. There's no spread higher than, I think the highest spread is -7, and that's for the Patriots. So there's no more than a touchdown spread. So, man, this is a weekend you bet. This is a weekend you bet some underdogs and some alternate spreads because they're kind of close. It means Vegas doesn't exactly know, and this year has been wacky, and we're in the middle of the season. Now we're on the second half of the season. Could win some money. The Sunday night game, 8:20, the Cleveland Browns face the Baltimore Ravens, and the Baltimore Ravens are -4. Favorite in that one. And then Monday night, the Seattle Seahawks face the Washington football team, and the Washington football team is -1. I don't know about that, but we'll see. I will come back, and after I think on this, before we end the show tonight, I'll definitely give you my thoughts and takes and maybe my picks. I don't like to put picks out there too much, but I'm getting back into the gambling. I'm getting back into the apps and the wagering. I got to figure out which one I even like. But for now, let's go back to the phone. We got Anthony and Patterson. And he wants to talk about how sports have changed since the 90s. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, Champ? How's it going?
It's going well. It's a Friday night in New York. We're on the Fan. I'm blessed to be here. Happy to have you calling in.
Yeah, we all are, actually, man. It's a nice, fresh sound, and it's great. So I just want to congratulate you on that. I'm a huge 90s sports fan. Huge, of course, the Chicago 90s, big Orlando Magic fan from the 90s. And, yeah, just...
Did the call drop? I think the call dropped out. Oh, womp, womp, womp. I thought we were going to get some more 90s nostalgia. He said he liked the Bulls. He liked the Magic from the 90s. I was waiting for talk about those Yankees teams in the 90s. It was later in the 90s when we really got there. What else from the 90s was nostalgia football-wise? Them Dallas Cowboys. How about them? How about them Cowboys? They won 3 Super Bowls in the 90s. That's what lured a lot of us into the misery. Who else was good back then? Our hockey teams. I think the Rangers, the Devils won in the 90s. That was a different time. A lot has changed since then. The caller's topic literally on the screen was how sports have changed since the 90s. So I'll keep running with it. We're talking about gambling. We're talking about sports betting. In the 90s, you had to have a bookie. You had to, you know, write your parlays or write your bets or what you wanted to do out on a little piece of paper and have a guy take your cash and hopefully he gets back to you with your winnings. And it's been an interesting experience these last couple years seeing, you know, I'm from Jersey, seeing gambling be live in New Jersey in all these different apps and people being able to just gamble freely all they want. I don't think it's hurt anything. I think it's helped sports. I think it's, you know, added a new revenue stream for some businesses, and I think it's just fine. How else has sports changed since the 90s? Social media. Can't talk about how sports has changed since the 90s without social media. Imagine if Michael Jordan had an Instagram. Imagine if Dennis Rodman was on Twitter. It'd be a little bit different stories if we could have a window into some of those 90s teams and some of those players and what they were doing every week, every day. Let's go back to the phones, though. I put it out there. Call us. 877-337-6666. If you're a Mets fan, you got something to talk about, more so than us Yankee fans. Yankee fans are saying, make a move, please. Do something. And the Mets have gone to work. They're closing the week strong. It's Friday right here on The Fan. Next up is Pete from Monroe Township. Let's talk Mets.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Pete?
The signings that they just made, the 2 signings, it's like we got all this money. We got Steve Cohen, and this is the best, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not really.
Not feeling it? Not doing it for you?
Nah, man. They got, like, it's 2 signings. That's great. But, like, 2, like, who the hell are these guys? Like, there are no, you know, there's so many. They were talking big names early on, you know, and you're seeing, like, who they're projected to go after and everything. I'm kind of disappointed with these 2 signings. I'm like, you know, I think they could do a hell of a lot better, especially if they want to, you know, make their fan base excited.
There's got to be much more.
Got the biggest, he's got the deepest pockets in the MLB, and that's the best he could do for us.
For now, maybe this is just the appetizer. Maybe they're just getting you guys ready for the main dish, for the entree.
I doubt it.
You don't feel like that's on the way.
I'm not. You know, like last year I was expecting, you know, something better too. But, you know, Lindor, we were all excited about, but, you know, he didn't seem to be doing much. Hopefully this year he does a little better.
Yeah, but hopefully this year he earns more of that money that you gave him and justifies it, because I think that's what it was. I think people were excited about Lindor until they saw the money and then they saw how he played and they're having a hard time justifying that number and that performance.
Yeah, and like with the Mets, not getting Steven Matz, I wasn't too disappointed anyways, because I was kind of happy when they got rid of Matz. Because every time Matz or Gesellman would get to the mound, I would be like, oh, no, not this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be worried.
So, you know, he had a great season last year. God bless him, you know, with Toronto, but... I'm really glad he didn't come back to New York.
All right. Thanks for the call, Pete. I guess, you know, Mets fans, the first thing I said on my Twitter, it's at Keith McPherson, first name, last name, same as you hear me say on here. I said, does this move you? Do you feel anything from the Eduardo Escobar move? And then you get the Mark Canha move, and it's like, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm coming from the Yankee land, the Yankee side, looking at the Mets, like, okay, at least y'all are making noise. At least the updates are coming in from Passan and they read Mets. But I guess some Mets fans might be worried that this is it. Like, we're just going to get these lesser name guys and not make any big deals. I don't know. We'll find out soon. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Siri, play WFAN."
Back to you, 8:46 on my clock. I know there's a little bit of a delay or whatever, but this is Keith McPherson here till midnight on The Fan, taking your calls, talking Mets mostly. Mets are dominating the conversation, as they should. They are making moves. They are making news. They are making things happen. I want to know if Met fans feel any type of way, you know, good or bad. I'm getting mixed emotions from Twitter. I'm getting mixed emotions from callers. Whether you think that the Mets need to do more, whether you think that this is just the beginning for the Mets, call in and let me know, 877-337-6666. Right now we got Mario in Long Island to continue the conversation about the Mets on The Fan.
Keith, how are you?
I'm good, Mario. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome. It's a new vibe, a new voice. I've been listening to your show from the beginning, and, you know, I like what I hear.
Awesome. Now, is it Mario or Mario? Because I get made fun of for saying Mario.
It's Mario, but it's cool. Potato, potato. So good. I just wanted to say it's nice to hear a new voice and you're filling in for an icon, but show must go on, and it's a new beginning, and I like what I hear. But I really called to talk about the Mets because you've been hammering the Mets, and I don't mean that meanly, tonight about the moves and management. I think Billy Epler is just getting his feet wet, and the answer to the Mets manager, without a doubt, is Mike Shildt. There's no doubt. He should go out and grab him right now.
Okay.
That's a no-brainer. And the two moves that he's made already, I think you got to give him some time to see what he's going to do. I think this is just the beginning, like you said. I think it's just the beginning, and I think Uncle Stevie is ready to open his wallet and go at it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are getting ahead of themselves or not really understanding like how this is going to play out this winter. I look at these signings as two good depth signings for the Mets, and the Mets grabbing guys that other people might not have been thinking about.
They're foundational to start. You know, I think that they're building up, and I think the big moves are coming. But the next thing that Epler has to do is hire a manager. I mean, Buck Showalter, it's nice to talk about him. He's a great guy. I think he makes a good manager, decent manager, but he's not the future. This guy came off. I don't know why the Cardinals let him go, but he's a commodity that should be wrapped up right now. Epler made that move with the two moves he's making and a couple of free agents. The Mets are going in the right direction.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Mario. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the kind words as well. I'm seeing these Mets calls lighting up the phones. We're going to go to them. I want to talk to all the Mets fans and get an idea how you guys feel tonight. Ben in New Jersey, you're on The Fan.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Going pretty well.
I'm excited about the signings right here. Cana and Escobar, those are two quality guys.
Yeah.
And that's only going to provide depth for this organization overall. You know, we've been hit with injuries in almost every season coming, you know, the last 3-4 years, guys go down, you know, other guys need to step up. And these two guys aren't all world guys, but they're definitely quality depth pieces and quality major leaguers that, you know, definitely put a better presentation on the field. So I'm excited for them, and I think it definitely, kind of sets us up to go big for pitching. You know, if these are the only two moves of the offseason, I'm sure Mets fans are going to lose it.
Yeah.
But if this, you know, kind of parlays itself into a Gausman signing, or we go out and, you know, magically get Scherzer to come to the East Coast, I think we're looking at something really exciting and building in Queens and something that, you know, with Stevie opening up the pockets, we can – really build upon, and so it can look a little brighter in Flushing because it's been a little dark the last couple months.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Ben. It is November 26th. And yes, we know December 2nd approaches, a December 2nd lockout is looming, but it's early. And I don't think anyone should get too down or too ahead of themselves on these first two moves in thinking that they're the only two moves, or that, you know, that there won't be anything greater or it won't lead to something greater. I think these are solid moves. Two 32-year-old veterans, guys that can play multiple positions, glue guys in a sense, guys that you can plug in different places, guys that you can depend on if someone gets hurt. They're insurance. I don't think these are bad moves by the Mets at all as far as getting both of them done today on Friday, November 26th. Kevin in Staten Island, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, welcome to the Fan, man.
Awesome. Thanks, bro. I appreciate everybody welcoming me in and being kind. It goes a long way. It makes me feel comfortable in this chair and this seat, and I'm glad to be here talking to you guys.
Be better if you were a Knicks fan, but they're not doing too great tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking at this Knicks game right now, and I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this one out in the fourth quarter.
Down 16, not doing too great. 88-71
Suns.
The Mets, though, I sometimes they say the best moves are the ones you don't make. And right now, I know they always say New York is impatient for, I don't even want to use the rebuild term, but to build the right way. And right now, Steve Cohen said championship 3 to 5 years. He's only in year two. So right now, the contracts that he's signing, it's not saddling him for long term. Rebuild the farm. They got 6 picks in the top 100 this year coming up, assuming Conforto signs elsewhere. They got guys like Batty, Mauricio, Alvarez, you know, guys that are going to be coming up in another year or two. Hopefully, with Jin and Allen, they'll have some pitching coming up. So these are good deals, get some solid veterans, nothing that's going to saddle them long term. And they had a couple more players, they could be decent. But 3 to 5, they're still in that window.
Absolutely, and that makes you think about having patience, right? That makes you think about, okay, there's a plan in place. These deals, these moves that are happening right now, these aren't things that are going to change that plan too much. They're going to reassure that plan. They're going to add two guys on this team that are major league ball players that, like I just said, can play multiple positions. Maybe the money's going to go to pitching. Maybe this is a sign that, you know, they're going to sign these maybe lesser name guys that can be more of like role players, that can be utility guys, that can be glue guys. And maybe they're going after starting pitching, and that's where the money's going to go.
It makes me think of, I know you were reminiscing about things that were good in the 90s, and that's probably when the Knicks were last good. But as a Knicks fan, when they had Donnie Walsh come over, the Knicks were building in the right direction. And then they traded, you know, half the team in assets for Carmelo, right, which set them back. So
yeah,
kind of with the Mets, again, that by not doing something that's going to set them back, it's actually I'm okay with these two moves. And hopefully they keep on adding and keep on building.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Appreciate it. The Mets, I think the Mets are winning right now. I wouldn't be panicked if I'm a Mets fan and I'm looking at these. I'm not looking at these as moves that necessarily move the needle too far in the wrong direction. I'm looking at these like, okay, good. What else? What else can you do for me? What else is in the plans? What if this is the appetizer? What's the entree? I'd be intrigued. I'd be excited. I'd want to know more. I'd want to hear more. I'd want to see more. But I wouldn't necessarily be feeling like this is it. Oh, this is all we're going to get for the offseason, especially the way that they just did it. They just did. They just signed two guys. They just did this today in a matter of hours. Like I feel like there's a ton more. Back to the phones we go. Luke in Park Slope, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
What's up, Luke? I'm all right.
Any Mets fan who doesn't like these moves has PTSD from the Wilpons. Because 3 years ago, this would be the headliner. But this is just smart moves. Escobar is a good placeholder for the prospect third baseman. You know, this guy Connor is a high OPS guy. You know, like you said, the Mets are cooking, and this is just the appetizer, baby. We got Baez coming back, hopefully a pitcher. So any Mets fan who doesn't like these moves is just panicking because of all the damage over the past 20 years.
Absolutely. I think Steve Cohen came out and said what he had to say last week, and I think now he's kind of playing the background a little bit, and they're, like you said, they're cooking. They're in the kitchen. They're working on some things. And thanks for the call, Luke. The Mets aren't done. The Mets are, I just, from what I'm seeing and in baseball and in past years, like, this isn't it. This is just the appetizer, the beginning. This is just smart business, okay? Like, as soon as the Kana thing happened, someone tweeted me, hey, that's a guy the Yankees could have got, the Yankees could have used. Sure, these are two veteran baseball players that anybody could have got, that anybody could have signed, that probably anybody could have used. Two guys that are veterans that play three different positions. And the Mets went and grabbed them, and they grabbed them for a good price point. It's not like they're breaking the bank, and it's not like it's stopping them for doing anything else. So call in 877-337-6666. I'm getting ahead of myself, but we've got calls coming in. I'm seeing them line up. I'm looking forward to talking to you right here on the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.